connector. We are on 192, the Nama 192. Name, the name. 192, yeah.
192.
Yeah. It's Suparnaha.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, God. Oops. Just a second here. Oh, this is what I wanted. Okay. Okay. The Suparnaha is number 192 in the Vishnu Sahasranama. Everybody have it? Repeat after me. Suparnaha. Shobhana Paranatvat. Suparnaha. Shobhana means, really, it means beautiful, or that which is shining, but just beautiful. So Shobhana Paranatvat, because of being Shobhana Parna, being one who has beautiful wings. Parna means a wing, right? So Vishnu is called Suparnaha because of having beautiful wings. Now, there's a famous mantra in the Taittiriya. I'm going to read that to you. It's the second paragraph here, and we're just going to go through this mantra because it's a visualization. In the Taittiriya, there's quite a few visualizations like Upasanas. So this is one where the Lord is called Suparnaha, Brahman is called Suparnaha. It goes like this. The Upanishad is poetic, and it gives a poetic imagery of a bird for the Paramatma, for the Atma, which is Parama, Brahman, okay, for the Paramatma. So he says, Tasya Priyam Eva Shiraha. Shiraha is the head. For him, for the Paramatma, the head is Priyam, okay. Priyam. We'll see all of these meanings in a minute. I get them, sometimes I get them confused, and we say. So Priyam is a form of love. I'll do it in a minute. So the head is Priyam. Modaha Dakshinaha Pakshaha. The right wing, Dakshina Pakshaha, is Modaha. Okay, that's another type of Ananda. Pramodaha Uttaraha Pakshaha, the left wing, Uttara Pakshaha, is Pramoda, another type of Ananda. Then Ananda Atma, the body, the Atma here, it means the body of the bird, is Ananda. And then Brahma Pucham Pratishta. Brahman is the tail of the bird, which is the base, which gives it its stability. Okay, this is the Paratma bird. The head of the bird is Priya, okay? Priya means love. The Atma, the body of the bird, is Ananda Swarupa, right? The Ananda, the self of the Atma. If the body is Ananda, all of these are vritti visheshas. Vritti visheshas are particular types of vrittis which reflect the ananda of the self. Okay, so these are famous words used in the Taittiriya Upanishad, Priya, Moda, Pramoda. Okay, so he says Priya, Moda, and Pramoda are the different degrees of ananda, happiness, however you want to translate ananda, enjoyed in the upadhi of the jivas, in the buddhi. Okay. These are only vritti visheshas, thought modification. Vishesha means a particular type of vritti, particular vrittis. There are certain vrittis that reflect the ananda of the self as joy. Others reflect it as ecstasy. Other types of vrittis reflect it as love. Others as compassion.
But these are all called
vishesha. Well, they're vritti visheshas, means a particular vrittis that reflect the ananda of the self, okay?
So they're all modifications.
Yeah. So Priya, Moda, and Pramoda are the different degrees of ananda, happiness, enjoyed in the upadhi of the jivas. Upadhi means, you know, the antakarana. These are only vritti visheshas, thought modifications. They are all the laharis. Laharis are waves. They are all the waves of Ananda. By whom is all this sustained? It is sustained by the as though tail, which is Param Brahma. Okay? And that is constant. This is Suparna. Okay? So very beautiful. Suparna means that, you know, the one who has beautiful wings. There's also, he says, I didn't look this up, but there's, I don't know, I don't remember. In the Mundaka Upanishad, there's also the use of the word Suparna,
you know,
for the Atma.
I passed through Kumbhakonam, and there was a tank there, and this bird would fly over the tank. And the old ladies would all do like this and look at the bird like they were seeing it for.
Oh, that's interesting. That might be a special type of bird. So everybody understand these three now? Okay. That's nice. Let's go to 193. Bhuja Gautamaha. So it goes, if I break the sandhi, Bhujaga Uttamaha. Okay. So Bhujena Gachatam. Go say. Bhujena Gachatam Uttamo Bhuja Gautamaha. So what this says, Bhuja means a curve, okay? So Bhujaga, the one who moves by curve. So a snake, when a snake moves, it's going in curves, right? That's how it moves. If you've seen a snake go like, it'll go like this, okay? So the one who moves in a curving fashion, right, is called a Bhujaga. Uttama means the supreme, the highest of the snakes. What is Swamiji? The best among the snakes, Uttama. Okay. So what does it say here? Bhujena Gachatam. Of those who are going, Gachatam is a present participle in the genitive. Among those going, among the ones who are going, and present participle, genitive plural, of those who are going by curving, by means of curving, Bhujena Gachantam, Uttamaha, the one who is the best among those who go by this curving motion. Okay? That is called Bhujotamaha. Okay? So now, this Bhujagotama refers to Ananta or Adishesha. Shesha is named for a snake. Adishesha is the first snake. So it's a name for Adishesha, the snake that Vishnu is resting on, right? And there's a lot of stories for Adishesha or Anantashesha. It's also the one who is limitless without end. One thing they say about Adishesha, that snake that is curled, coiled up, which Vishnu rests upon, is that when it starts to uncurl, that's the manifestation of the creation. When it curls back, it's just some stories. When it curls back, that's the dissolution of the creation. Another thing that they say about the Adishesha is the Shakti of Bhagawan, of Vishnu. And doing absolutely nothing, everything takes place.
Okay? Yeah, that's when you see that lotus come out of his navel, the creation.
Yeah. So there's a little in the... Yeah, exactly. So here it says, Lord is Ananta, that is the one who has limitless power. Anta means end. Ananta, without end. Limitless. It's a word for limitless.
Limitless, yeah.
Yeah.
So it's infinite.
Infinite, yeah. The Lord is Ananta. That is, one who has limitless power, because the snake is the Shakti. Stands for the Shakti, okay? The snake is a symbol of power. Now look at this quote. Shayanaha sarvam vibharati. What that says, Shayanaha, lying down, sarvam vibharati, it supports everything, right? It contains, it holds, it supports from breath. It supports, it holds everything.
So,
yeah, the one the whole creation comes from. See, if you have Vishnu, if you have Brahman with the Maya Shakti, Adishesha, for that, the whole creation comes from that. Vishnu is not doing anything. So Swamiji says here, okay, he does, so lying down, he does everything. But Brit doesn't really have the verb to do, but it's the same spirit. Okay, it has to more contain or hold or bear or support. But so he says here, akaranahat, and this is from the Bhagavad Gita, akaranahat shrinoti. Without ears, he hears. Karana is ears. Akaranahat shrinoti. Achvakshuhu pashyati. Without eyes, he sees. Then apanipadam, without hands and feet, gachati, he goes. Right? He moves about everywhere. The Lord lying down does everything. He does not have any motion. Without having to move, he conducts and runs the whole show. This shows the almighty nature of the Lord. That's the idea. So Bhuja Gautama, the most exalted among the snakes, is the Adishesha, you know, the Anantashesha, the snake gland curled upon which Vishnu is resting.
So how does he hear without ears? Eyes?
Because the Upadhi belongs to him. The Upadhi is Mithya. So all the seeing is going on, even for you as a jiva. You're seeing, you're hearing, you're talking, you're tasting, you're moving, and at the same time, you're not moving. When you're walking, yourself is not walking. When you're seeing, your eyes aren't, yourself is not seeing. And this is satin, this is a viveka, it's a discrimination to notice the truth of it. You know, talking, you're not talking, hearing, you're not hearing. So you should be recognizing yourself that's not doing anything while all of this is taking place. So not seeing, I'm seeing, not hearing, I'm hearing. And that self is Brahman. Okay? To bear, to hold, to sustain. Yeah. From Bra. Let's do one more here. 194. Hiranyanabha. Hiranyam Eva. Nabihi. Yasya Iti. Nabi. The word nabi, it means like a, so I'm just using the word axle, but it's the centerpiece, like the navel, or the centerpiece of an axle. So the axle goes into the center of the wheel, and when the wheel is moving around on the edges, it's circling, but in the center, it's not changing, it's not moving, okay? So that's the idea. So it says, Hiranya means gold, nabihi means the navel or the center or the center of an axle. Right? So the nabi, Hiranyamiva, is as though, is like gold, is likened to gold. Okay. So the one, Swamiji says, the one who is the golden axle of the whole universe is Hiranyanabhi. So the Lord is the shining center of the whole universe. He goes, the Chaitanya is self-shining, it is like gold. Consciousness and the manifestation of intelligence of consciousness is always, often likened to Hiranya. Even when we say Hiranyagarbha, Hiranyagarbha means that which is self is shining with consciousness. Sukshma Sharira is shining with consciousness because the Upadhi is Sattva and it reflects consciousness.
That's so, okay.
Yeah. Okay. Swamiji says something nice here. The world is the wheel which keeps constantly moving, and the jiva is like a bird perched on the rim of the wheel. The bird, it's a great example, right? The bird, the jiva, seems to go up and up when the situations in life are manageable, and then he seems to come down and down when things are out of hand, and then he feels crushed. Then the wheel goes up, then it goes up again. It is only then that the jiva starts thinking, I am caught in the samsara chakra. Is there a way out? The bird is told by the guru to fly and perch itself on the Hiranyanabhi, the shining axle. It is told to sit on the axle and enjoy the moving wheel. Isn't that, yeah, it's a beautiful example. Okay, yeah. Both, it's both. He, Swamiji takes Shankara and elaborates on it. He leaves out some of the commentary, but I think that's more Swamiji there. But it's so nice, huh? Yeah. Okay, so that's it for today. With that, let's chant our Vishnu Sahasranama. Okay, I have it set up for us. Marjorie, we're going to chant it.
Okay.
Okay. Just so you know.
Okay.
In the Sanskrit, I'm on page 593. I don't know if that's, you have the same book as me. 593.
593.
Maybe.
See.
I'm going to do more. I'm going to do more next, this week. What do you mean? No, well, it'll be printed out. We'll have printer. Yeah, it'll be printed. You know, they at the ashram, they chant every evening, they chant the whole Vishnu Sahasranama. 45 minutes or so, but they do it over off to the side on the right-hand side of the temple. So they're sitting quietly chanting it while the puja is going on. And so there'll be like 5, 6, 8 people that just chant it every day, and people join. And, yeah.
So that's your Hatsunama Bali. What is the Bali?
Is it a long ah? I don't remember. What is? Just a minute, I'll tell you. No, that, I don't need that. Anyway, we're waiting for Kiki anyway. A monkey, give that to me. Oh, volley. It's not volley, it's volley.
Are we getting the full commentary of Shankara?
No, we're just getting Swamiji's, which is a lot of the anything important that Swamiji talks about, you know. But I'm not going to translate the whole commentary for you. That'll take too long, and the people don't know enough Sanskrit for it. Can I see this again? Yep. I think it's ovally. Let me try something else. It's ovally. And ovally means a continuous line, a row, a range, a series. And so I think it's the series, you know, we're chanting. Yeah, one after another after another. Yeah, continuous line. So that's it. Well, he asked me what the word ovally meant, and I realized I was not sure what it meant, so I looked it up. Vishnu Sahasranama Avali. Yeah. Are we ready? Everybody ready?
Okay.
For chanting it? Oh, okay.
Thank you.
Vishnur Vishatkara.
Thank you.